Now, KRWG News, it's 6:45. Good morning, this is Casey Counts, and Las Cruces police are encouraging shoppers to follow some basic safety tips that can help keep them out of harm's way this holiday season. And the most sensible rule may be the most enjoyable. Take a friend, as people are always less vulnerable to criminal activity when traveling together. Other tips they include are locking your vehicle's doors and not leaving packages or any types of valuables visible in your vehicle. Avoid setting your purse or other personal property in a shopping cart. And don't overburden yourself by carrying too many bags or packages at one time. Park in well-lighted areas and always be aware of your surroundings. Call police immediately if you notice suspicious activity or feel your safety is in danger. Find the complete list of safety tips on our website, krwg.org. New Mexico's largest electric provider says continued operation of a coal-fired power plant using carbon capture technology would not be in the best interest of utility customers. Public Service Company of New Mexico made the declaration and testimony filed with state regulators who are weighing the pending closure of the San Juan Generating Station. The filing was in response to concerns that the utility had not presented an alternative case for installing carbon capture equipment at the plant in an effort to reduce emissions and avoid shutting it down as planned in 2022. At issue are the significant economic effects closure could have on the region. The utility said this week it's standing behind a proposal to end its reliance on coal by moving toward a mix of natural gas, renewable resources, and batteries. The utility has said it intends to meet the state's newly enacted mandate for zero emissions by 2040. For over a decade, Texas illegally denied special education to tens of thousands of children with disabilities, services that are their right under federal law. State lawmakers took action and federal monitors stepped in. But now, 3 years after this first came to light, Texas families say they're still being delayed and denied access to special education. More now on the investigation from the Houston Chronicle and Houston Public Media's Laura Eisensee.
We start in Brazoria County, south of Houston, where Carolinda Acevedo gets settled in her new classroom. It's actually her family's dining room.
So this is my PE stuff. So they sent me a ball, and then they sent me some jump ropes. And then down here, like, there's...
She pulls out a microscope, some science tools, all neatly organized in a cart.
Yeah, and then up here are all my books.
Every morning around 8, she logs onto her laptop and connects to 8th grade at this new online school. Last year, going to class in person filled Carolinda with anxiety.
A lot of times when I'd be stressed and I try to take a test, I would end up, like, flunking it.
Her mom, Christina Acevedo, saw other red flags during 7th grade. Her daughter's mood disorder and anxiety kept her from learning. She'd stay up late doing homework, but then did poorly on state exams.
I knew that she needed help.
But after Acevedo asked the school to test Carolinda for special education, Brazosport school staff said she didn't qualify.
I feel like my requests for help were kind of falling on deaf ears and being delayed, and I was just sort of getting the runaround when really my daughter just needed the support.
The school staff declined to comment for this story. Carolinda's mental health got so bad she had to be hospitalized. Her mom says she asked for a second opinion, but the school district stalled until an attorney got involved. Shiloh Carter.
We were hoping that school districts would start to take this seriously.
She's with Disability Rights Texas and has worked on several cases like Carolinda's. For years, the Texas Education Agency had a target. Only 8.5% of all students could receive special ed. Federal officials said that cap was illegal and ordered Texas to fix the crisis in 2018. But Carter says the effects remain.
We're seeing the same old. You know, this is what school districts were doing before when the cap was in place, kind of trying to deny eligibility and talk parents out of wanting special education services.
In the last 3 years, Texas has barely increased the portion of children who receive services. Less than 10% of students qualify, below the national average of 14.
And I don't think TEA has taken a stance and put pressure on these districts to do that. And so you still have kids falling through the cracks everywhere.
State administrators say they won't catch up until June 2020, but maintain they've made progress. Deputy Education Commissioner Matt Montaño points to more special ed evaluations, more funding, and more communication with districts.
You know, Texas, if you think about Texas as being a large battleship, I do believe we've turned it. I do believe we turned it in the right direction.
He thinks the feds will agree. However, according to emails provided to Houston Public Media and the Chronicle, one regional special ed director indicated the state would give districts a grace period if they failed to comply with all timelines for special ed. As for a response, the TEA says that guidance was misinterpreted and inaccurate. But the Chronicle also found the state hasn't met all the goals it's promised the feds, like extra support to students who were previously denied access or more resources for parents. All that discourages parents like Christina Acevedo.
I can't drop Carolinda off at the school and trust that she's going to be okay.
A feeling shared by many special needs parents in Texas who still have little faith in the state. I'm Laura Eisensee in Houston.
Thank you, Laura.